Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying the book of Romans, and we are entering into chapter 5, where we are learning that the gospel doesn't just get you into heaven one day, it changes how you live today. As Paul opens Romans chapter 5, he begins with a powerful word. It's the word, therefore. And that word signals a transition. So for 4 chapters, Paul has been explaining our greatest problem, which is sin. And he's also been talking about God's gracious solution, which is justification by faith in Jesus Christ. And now he turns the corner and begins showing us the blessings that belong to those who have been justified. Many Christians think of salvation only in future terms. They know they are going to heaven, and praise God for that. But Paul wants us to understand that justification brings benefits right now, today, this afternoon, tomorrow morning, whenever you wake up. The gospel is not merely a fire insurance policy. It is the doorway into a new way of living. Jesus told his followers to deny themselves, take up their cross, and to follow him. And at first glance, that sounds difficult and costly and maybe even a little bit painful. And yet, Paul says the justified believer possesses blessings that the world cannot offer and cannot take away. The world promises happiness through success and comfort and popularity and possessions. But those things are so fragile. They come and go. Paul points us towards something deeper: peace with God, access to grace, and a hope that stands firm even in the midst of suffering. The Christian life is not easy, but it is rich. It is not free from hardship, but it is full of lasting blessings rooted in Christ Jesus. So have you been treating the gospel as only a future hope instead of a present reality? Then pray this prayer with me. Father, help me enjoy the daily blessings that belong to me because I have been justified through Christ. And here are 2 peoples that you can pray for. Pray for BJ and Jill Sanders and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also pray for the Zanaki LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.